The Drive is brought to you on demand by Assignar Construction Operations Software. Visit keepbuilding.com for a free demonstration and see how much your business can save.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents six. The Drive with the top six at six.
How about six? Six is good.
Oh my God, this is it. The last top six at six ever. Unless Nick and Cecil want to pick up on this incredible, you know, tradition, but I'm going to guess no, because this is where it'll be death metal music,
I
and
know.
The Rocky Mountain region will be welcomed, and,
right.
You know, they'll
good
start...
Good evening, Colorado!
Start talking about, you know, Superman versus Batman.
It's the final one. It's the final countdown,
this
man.
Is it!
You know, it's been a good run, the top six at six.
Been a good run!
You know, we'll just adjust, we'll move up an hour, we'll continue to do our deal. Yeah. Just, you know, 6 o'clock, you'll be hearing the boys, Nick and Cecil.
Yeah. We'll be halfway down I-25 at this point on Monday. No doubt about it. Yeah, Kevin, you'll still be here. Richie, I don't know what time you leave. Who knows? We'll be gone. Story number one. It feels like deja vu all over again. Last week at this time, Bradley Chubb was kind of practicing, kind of not. This week, he's kind of practicing, kind of not. Scale of 10, 10 he's playing, 0 he's not. Where are you with Bradley Chubb on Sunday? What do you think?
Oh, man. I guess on a scale of 1 to 10, that makes me think a little bit harder on it. I guess I'll put it at a 7 that Bradley Chubb will play. Might be wrong, though. I mean, I probably would have said the exact same thing last week because he's practiced throughout the week. And it's very unusual for a guy to practice, like, even in a limited role throughout the week, unless the intention is that he's going to try to play on the weekend. That's what they did last week. I was wrong. That's what they did this week. I still feel like common sense tells me if he's out there in a limited role, it's because they're attempting to play this weekend. So 7 out of 10, I think he's playing. You?
2.
2?
I think the weather's going to
out.
I think the weather is going to be dicey. I think they're just going to say, you know what, we really don't need to. Not that they're taking Jacksonville lightly, but you got a lot of season left. And they'll err on the side of caution. Plus, I think it's bugging Bradley more than it's bugging the Broncos. And I think at the end of the day, they'll be a little bit more cautious with a very, very, very important player. So I'm going to put it at a 2, but we'll find out. We're fixing to find out. Ring it, Kevin.
It's always good when you get to see a team that you beat play another game, especially when it's week 1, because you don't really know who they were. Were they any good or not? We got to see the Giants play last night.
Yeah.
We played Washington football team. We've had a lot of really good primetime games, by the way. It came down to the wire in every primetime game that we've had. All right, good football game, entertaining football game. Do you feel like the Giants are better, worse, or same after watching them last night, though?
Same.
So we're the same as well?
Yes.
Okay. Explain.
I think the Giants have some good players. I think we diagnosed them properly. I think Daniel Jones has a lot of potential and talent. I think the Washington football team is not all that great. They're going to lose a lot of games this year, so he looked better. And the Giants are kind of a dumb organization. They have been for a long time, and they proved it last night. I think the Broncos beat them in every category you can think of, including coaching and game management. So I guess the same. And when we play the Washington football team on Sunday, October 31st, the Nikki Javala reunion weekend, we should thrash those guys too.
Yeah. You know, I guess I feel slightly more optimistic because I've got a lot more respect for the Washington football team than you do. I think that they're a really good team. I think they're really sound in just about every category. They were down their starting quarterback, so of course they should have lost the game. They didn't. They won the game. But they're so much better than what a lot of people think they are. So well coached, such good defense. I think that the Giants actually looked better against the Washington football team than I expected them to. So not in a major way, but I slightly feel even more optimistic after watching that game.
Hey, do you think Heineken, Kaepernick's Fitzpatrick?
Excuse me?
Do you think Heineke remains as the starter, even though the starter becomes healthy like Alex Smith did in San Francisco and Kaepernick just stayed in no matter what, even though Alex Smith was good to go?
Depends on how long Fitzpatrick's out. If Fitzpatrick's out for 3 or 4 games and Taylor Heineke goes out there and plays like he did, he could. Yeah, he could. He didn't play to the point that he would just steal the job last night, though. He made a really critical error at the end of the game that should have cost him the game.
Ring Kevin. Hard Knocks, midseason, Colts, what's your interest level?
I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. When we found out that there was an announcement about Hard Knocks, it felt like the only natural next move was to do something in season. And I love the team. What an intriguing team. I mean, that's like the dark horse team for me. The Colts, if Carson Wentz plays good football, that's a dang good team. And if Carson Wentz can find his old form, he's obviously a really good quarterback. So really fascinated by it. I can't believe that, I guess, NFL owners and coaches are allowing this to happen, but highly fascinated. You?
Oh, love it. Absolutely positively love it. I love it for any NFL team. I'll take the Colts. Sure, no problem. I think it's fantastic. All for it, and I hope that trend continues. Ring it, Kevin.
All right, man. I mean, I know everybody on this staff has predicted a Broncos win. Jaguars reporters are popping on. They're talking about what a hot mess they've got. They're not even remotely thinking about the Broncos. They're just thinking about their problems. But what are the odds of this actually being a trap game for the Broncos?
Very low, because it's so early in the season, and I think there's more excitement about playing football than looking past them. Plus, who are you looking past them to? The Jets? No. I don't think this is a trap game at all. You?
Scale of 1 to 10, I'd put like a concern level of 4 out there. You're a better football team. I think it's unlikely that you're going to fall into a trap in the second week of the season, especially when you've been as hungry as they've been to win football games. But, you know, you are coming off an emotional win. It's been a long time since you won in September, and everybody's telling you how terrible they are. Of course, it's got the potential to be a trap game. 4 out of 10.
Ray and Kevin. Quirky situation for Pick'em. The Saints, who traveled to Jacksonville to play Green Bay this past weekend, have 7 assistant coaches out due to COVID.
Oh, wow.
Now, my only guess is because they're all assistant coaches, I'm just going to guess there was some sort of social scene somewhere, Tyler, in Jacksonville that was a super spreader
like
event.
Like a plane? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know.
Mean, the amount of times that they're in the same room on that trip, I don't think there was a social scene. I think they were on a plane. They were in a meeting room.
Why
were,
not? Well, I'm talking
game planning.
But it's only the assistants that got COVID. It's 7 assistants.
Right.
I don't know how they got it, but there's 7 assistants that got COVID. This is traveling to Jacksonville. So I got 2 questions for you. I'll go through them one at a time.
Okay.
One, the Broncos are going into a kind of an identical situation, traveling to Jacksonville to play an NFL game. How careful do you think they should be based on this in terms of precautions?
I don't think there's anything extra you can do. I mean, you got to live your life. You've got the vaccines. You've got COVID protocols in place. You got to follow your protocols, but you got a game to play. You can't change anything radically different. You go out there and you do responsible, reasonable things and just hope that you don't get it. I mean, I just don't think that there's anything extra that you can do to prevent it. Like, the Saints, I personally would wager a lot of money that they didn't do anything dumb. I would wager a lot of money that it wasn't a social scene. I would imagine that they were sitting in a boardroom at the team hotel late at night having an install meeting plan, and they were all in the same room, and they caught it. Like, yeah, there's things you can do to be responsible. I just don't think you can overthink it on a personal level, I guess.
If I was the Broncos, I would be highly aware of the situation, which I think they are, and I would at least research what the Saints did in terms of where they went and how they went about things. That's all. I would be careful, and if there's anything you can avoid that might stick out, I just would avoid it. So maybe that isn't a complete quarantine lockdown, but at least find out what the heck were the Saints doing, and if there's anything that you can avoid, just avoid it. Second question on this. 7 assistant coaches out for a game against Carolina. Does that impact the game?
Oh, heck yeah, of course. Any coordinators?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Hold on. I got it here.
I mean, you could survive positional coaches. That's a lot, by the way. I mean, that's
a lot.
I
got it for
coaches.
You. Here's who's out. Offensive line coach, wide receivers coach, tight ends coach, running backs coach, offensive analyst, offensive assistant, special teams assistant.
Basically, your entire offense is out. Could that affect things? Hell yeah. I mean, that's a lot of in-game adjustments that are now going to be passed on to either the assistant coach of the assistant or onto some grad assistant type of coach, right?
So, pick them, should we? I do have New Orleans.
Remind me who they play.
Carolina. You know what? Maybe I'll take Carolina. The home game anyways. I'm going to change my pick on that. Not that you care. Nobody cares about your
fantasy. I think it's interesting. I mean, I think that's a good thought process behind it. I don't think Carolina's that good, personally. But, okay, that's a reasonable gamble for on your behalf, for sure.
I mean, they did freaking blow out Green Bay, and Jameis was awesome. I'm going to have to think about that one. Ring it, Kevin.
All right, give me the one team that surprised you last week but's in for a rude awakening this week.
Oh, man. Good question. Surprised me last week, in for a rude awakening. So it's got to be somebody who won.
That was kind of on the spot.
No, I can give you mine. That's a good one. Okay, give me yours and then I'll think about it.
Well, the team that I've got in mind is the Philadelphia Eagles. They came out, surprised a lot of people. I mean, I don't think anybody saw that happening. The Falcons just outright looked bad.
Sure.
But the Eagles looked a whole lot better than I thought that they would. They've got the 49ers this weekend. It's going to be a wake-up check for them. Okay. 49ers, good coach team. They are sound. They're stable. There's no, like, moving parts. There's not a new coach. It's just a good, sound football team. The Eagles should go back to what we thought they were this weekend.
I got one for you. The Houston Texans.
Who do they got?
Well, first of all, they destroyed the Jaguars. They're in Cleveland. Cleveland had a 12-point lead deep into the second half against Kansas City. Lost. I think Cleveland could win this game by 50 points. So I'll go.
That's another good one.
I'll go with the Texans on that.
Yep.
Right, is that it?
That's it. That's a wrap. That was the last one ever, man. I mean, you want to do an extra story? Yeah, some fun.
No.
I mean, it's the last chance you're ever going to have.
Kevin, with all of the emotion and feeling of your powerful chicken finger,
hit that final horn.
Bring it for the last time. Wrap it up. That's it. We're done. Starting on Monday, we'll be on at 2 o'clock. We'll end at 6. Then Cecil will welcome the Rocky Mountain region, and off they go with Nick and Cecil.
Colorado also.
Does he welcome the Rocky Mountain region and Colorado?
Good evening, Colorado in the Rocky Mountain region.
So technically, Cecil's
what
saying...
Up!
So he's welcoming Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region.
Well, technically speaking, we've got people like in Japan listening. We've got people in Australia listening.
Well, he doesn't welcome them.
Yeah, he doesn't care about them. But we like our streamers, you know? I don't know if Cecil does.
No, we like everybody.
Yeah.
I just figure it's one person listening. So I just say, how you doing?
Right.
But apparently Cecil's on stage at Red Rocks. So... is Colorado in the Rocky Mountain region or not?
Did I mess that up? I thought it was Colorado. How'd I do?
He says, good evening, Colorado and the Rocky Mountain.
Mile High region.
The Rocky Mountain Mile High region.
Yes.
Is there a Rocky Mountain non-Mile High region?
Well, yeah.
There is? Where's that?
Where it's not a mile high.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Just to check on semantics, is Colorado in the Rocky Mountain region or not?
This is sort of one of those moments that's kind of like, you know, like, Cecil, you do you, man. Like, I don't want you to change. Like, drive around with your Jeep top off. And then, you know, every time you write an article, tell me that you had those thoughts when you were driving around with your Jeep top off. Like, because we know that that's how you got those thoughts. And it's important that you tell us where you had those thoughts. So it's just like, you know, Cecil, I love you, brother. You do you. Don't ever change.
All right, I'll just let that stay there.
And don't lie. Make sure you tell the truth.
Oh, jeez. Whatever you do.
Yeah.
I mean, please don't lie. Ali, if you start lying,
tell me what the difference between the business of football and the business of football is. Cecil.
Listen, stop messing.
Oh,
It's a big fun Friday, so just...
big fun Friday. Hold on, we can't stop now. Now I got to think about it. They had something for Tuesday. I forget what it was. They had a good one on Tuesday. I heard it.
Because we do know Offense what Friday.
What was it?
We
you
do
guys, anybody know
Tuesday.
What it was on Tuesday?
Oh, they hate hot takes, by the way. They don't like hot takes.
No, they had one on Tuesday. What was it?
Well, it certainly wasn't hot take, because that's no good.
Terrific Tuesday.
Tomcat Tuesday?
Tomcat Tuesday.
Talk about cheating on your wives?
What?
Well, I don't know.
Jeez.
Tomcatting.
Holy cow.
Nobody cheats on their wife.
Now they're going to be mad.
No.
How? How did we get to cheating on our wives?
See, I said we were trying to rhyme Tuesday, some alliteration with Tuesday.
Yeah, okay.
So I came up with Tomcat.
Yeah, I actually didn't know what Tomcat meant, so now I know what that means.
You're Tomcat, and you're
cheating.
Oh, you're stepping out. Yeah,
stepping out.
Oh, Tomcat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Top Cat, which is an old cartoon.
Uh-huh.
Rocky Mountain region also includes Wyoming. Yeah, okay.
So why not just say what's up, Wyoming?
Well, why not just say what up, Rocky Mountain region?
Right. Why not just say what up, world?
What up, world? Play the intro music again. Kevin, you got Cecil's intro music? Try to practice this.
Good evening, world.
Yeah, I want the music with it, but, you know, right, that's the idea.
It was taking too long.
I know.
I can only stall so long.
You don't have Cecil's music ready to go?
Yes, there we go. Take it over.
Take
it over.
No.
Good evening, atmosphere in the entire world.
Stop. Wait. Same problem. Atmosphere is part of the entire world.
I was trying to do it like he would. Like, because he included Colorado and the Rocky Mountain region.
You say something and that's also included. Oh, sorry. You're right. Go ahead. Try it again.
I wouldn't have even made sense to just say world, right?
Fair point.
Gosh. Good evening, Milky Way and the entire Earth. What is it's a terrific Tuesday, and we have got something planned on Big Fun Friday that you guys are going to love. And it starts tonight.
That's too much.
Tell the Truth Tuesday?
Is that what it is? To Be Honest Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I think so. I mean, he tweeted something about
it. Hey, didn't the Seahawks and you have Tell the Truth? I heard Russell Wilson with the Peyton and Eli show say we tell the truth.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah. Tell the Truth Monday. Competition Wednesday.
We watch film.
Turnover Thursday.
Right.
What was Friday?
I don't know. Fired Up Friday.
It was definitely a fun Friday. It was a big fun. It was big fun Friday.
Big fun Friday.
Yeah.
With the Seahawks. They got a DJ out there.
Yeah.
You can't hear you turds in Wyoming on Staren FM.
Call them Tomcats.
See, this is why. You can't hear you turds in Wyoming on Standard FM. Yeah. You can hear us in all the atmospheres because of the internet. It's amazing. Oh, that's
right. Stay frosty, all you aliens out there.
Stay classy, planet Earth.
I like when Cecil does his imitation of me, and he just gets really mad, and he just starts yelling. He barks. Now, it's not. It's just a little lassie bark, not a Tyler bark. Yeah, you know, we've heard Tyler's bark.
Oh, my God. All right.
You think he's going to bark at us tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're going to get ripped apart. Yeah. I mean, I'd actually be disappointed if we didn't at
this point.
I mean,
I'm going to be honest. We're asking you to rip us apart.
We have,
at this point, if you don't bark back, I will actually judge you.
No, we have earned this. In fact, they should just play this and then comment back on us and just rip us for all of our shenanigans and all of our silliness.
Right.
And Cecil can tell me to get on board with Teddy Bridgewater like he invented Teddy Bridgewater.
Did he nickname himself Diesel?
I wanted to ask you about Pedal with Palumbus. I know that's a bizarre,
that's a tough transition.
I know it is, but yeah. So do you want to do that or not?
No. I mean, here's the bottom line with Pedal with Palumbus.
You did see my donation today.
I did. Thank you very, very much. Very generous of you. And honestly, you raised more money than you know because people paid just to have you riding in the VIP group.
There
so
you go. I'm sorry it took so long.
Not just a financial donation, but seriously, of the commitment that you've made on this show.
I got the
serious.
I got the stuff today, like the, you know, like here we go.
I feel like you should do Pedals Plumbus.
Well, I was excited today to get my, like, info sheet. I love my little info sheets for my organizational races and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it? Tell me about it.
It was really cool.
Let me go.
It was well organized.
Hey,
Tyler.
Hey, don't forget to hit the sponsor.
See, I don't have them all.
Yeah, you do.
Right
They're
here.
Right there. They're right there.
I do?
You can do it.
Where are they? I don't have them right here.
Go to the front page.
All right. Yeah. Oh, I got them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's powered by Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
It was some energy. Yeah.
Good evening, Safeway. Fresh foods and local flavors.
Nailed it.
Super Bowl Sports. Parker Garage.
Yes.
Gatorade.
Yes.
Denver Athletic. Custom apparel and promotion.
Yes.
Primalware.
Yep.
Shop BMW.
Boom. Couldn't do it without you guys.
Venture Cycling. Eric is my man.
Yes, he is.
He is my
yes,
man.
Yes, he is.
Anybody else?
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. You forgot all the listeners. Appreciate you guys.
And all the beings of Earth. Next Saturday, we're pedaling 50 miles, and Tyler is hurting, but he doesn't care because he's getting a shot.
That's right.
Just like I did to get ready for six-man football when I was a junior in high school. It was important that we beat the crap out of Wiggins that night, and then
take that, Dalton Risner.
And then we went out and tipped the cow. And I went home and drew cartoons and didn't date very much. But I got married and I have kids. That happened because I have a Shelby and you don't.
And a Jeep that I don't put the top on.
So Bell with Plumbus is cool. I guess that's good enough, right?
Crushed it.
We got more show. We're not done.
You're my first love. You're my first show, man.
Cecil
was my first love.
You know what they say about coaches that don't talk to you?
Once they stop coaching you, you know it's all over. They hate you. So they don't even want you on the team.
We clearly love Cecil.
So much.
All right. More show. We're not done. John Clayton will join us, and we'll go through the practice from today and all that sort of stuff. Hang in there. It's The Drive, the last one at 6 o'clock on The Fan.
Hey guys, Tyler Plumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Plumbus and T-Mac. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents.
Beautiful day.
Like it.
This is a beautiful day.
Friday.
Well, it's just like a little bit cooler today. Which felt good, don't you think?
So we sleep with our windows open as often as we possibly can.
Hello.
Just because I like a little fresh air, and
sure.
A little voyeurism, but so we sleep with the windows open. Woke up this morning, the house was freezing.
It was cold.
Put sweatpants on, like right away.
I don't mind it.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I got like, ooh, all right, winter.
Yeah.
Come on now, Colorado.
There you go. I'm not going to lie. I like my golf season, so I don't mind a little transition.
I get it.
A little fall golf, nothing wrong with that. Just give me a transition season. That's all I ask for.
You know, at some point, though, my brain starts thinking about skiing and getting to the mountains. Not that you ski in September, but
we're a long ways off from that, though.
Yeah, I know.
We just need nice, cool Colorado weather. Enjoy it.
Football weather.
Yeah.
I was out at the Broncos today. It felt like football. It was funny because some of the coaches were not wearing sweatshirts today. I'm like, well, now this is where you should be wearing a little sweatshirt. You know, the weather actually, we had our guy Vito Stellino sort of on. You can find him at denverfan.com because it's almost unlistenable completely.
Wow, look at you, man, behind the curtains.
It's difficult. But he did say the weather
there, completely.
the weather there in Jacksonville is... Right, let's talk about that for a second. You think that really supposed to be in the mid-80s, but high humidity, 50% chance of showers. So very, very, very good chances of sloppy sort of weather game on Sunday.
So I guess if the concern is about, like, wetness, all right, fine. I guess initially when we talk about Jacksonville and we talk about weather down in Florida, my concern is humidity and heat. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's going to be the type of concern that we're looking for. Yeah, they're going to have to stay hydrated. Yeah, that's a lot of humidity for sure. But, you know, not unbearable by any means. And so many of our guys live down in humidity in the offseason. It just doesn't concern me. I guess if you're telling me it's supposed to be sloppy because of wetness, what's the deal? What's going on?
Yeah, why don't you tell me? It's just... it is what it is humidity-wise with 50% chance
but
of rain.
But are we talking about, okay, so like heavy rain? Do we know?
Florida rain with humidity, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
All right.
You know, it got me. But, you know, I mean, they had rain so bad at the Atlanta Rockies game the other night, they had to cancel the game the next day because the field was too soggy. I'm just saying there is a distinct possibility of tough weather conditions in terms of the heat and humidity from the players.
Yeah.
And just a sloppy field in general.
Let's check this out.
You're going to go all weather channel?
Well, I mean, if we're going to talk about the weather, we might as well have the weather, right?
Go for it.
My goodness.
I just looked at my iPhone.
Weather but Sunday.
Maybe you got some charts and graphs that you're going to pop up there.
What time's the game?
It's a 1 p.m. start there, 11 a.m. start here. 1 p.m.
We are looking at 85 degrees, 50% precipitation, humidity 82%.
Muggy.
Yeah.
You know, to me that...
If it's cloudy, I think the guys can deal with muggy. I mean, when you get the heat and when you get the sunshine that's on top of you, on top of the humidity, that's really difficult. But, you know, I don't think that sounds unbearable. That's nothing that the guys haven't been through before.
I just think it could lead to some interesting things later in the game. You know, some sloppiness later in the game when you do get a little tired. You know, if we're predicting the game, we're looking at the game, I mean... You know, who knows? You may be able to get some late scores where you weren't going to get anything. Or I actually don't know what part of the game does being worn down affect the most, Tyler? Offense, defense, running, throwing?
Defense, for sure. I mean, if you've got a team that's set up the way that it's supposed to be, it's a slow grind. So offensively, like you're doing everything to really beat them down. So in the fourth quarter, you've got them where you want them. Mike Shanahan used to always preach to us, man, we're going to stay committed to this running game. And in the first quarter, we're only getting 3 yards. We're going to do it again. And we're going to keep doing it. Because guess what? By the time we get to the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. we're going to stay committed. They're going to break down. And that's when we need to put our foot on the gas pedal. It's like the approach towards the regular season as well. Like, we need to be peaking in December. You need to be peaking in the fourth quarter.
You know what's probably a great thing for the Broncos, looking at it in a very positive way, is this, double-headed running back monster sort of thing with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. I'm definitely not making any bets about, Melvin Gordon getting more carries than Javonte Williams.
Are we allowed to bet anymore? What's going on?
Sure.
Are the bets still on the
sure,
table?
Sure, of course.
Okay, all right, good. I mean, I went home last night. My wife was, like, yelling at me because your wife was mad at you about the coffees. And I'm like, goodness. Like, now I'm in trouble because D-Mac loses too many coffee bets. And, like, he's got issues at home about the coffees. Like, for the love. Like, I can't enjoy just a little coffee bet anymore.
Well, let your wife know that at the end of the day, my wife was happier that she got the last word in on that little, conversation.
Whatever needed to happen for us to continue to enjoy our coffee bets,
sure.
That's all that matters to me. And no more guilt on the coffee. Don't tell me you had to sit out the round of the coffee. Like, goodness gracious, for the love. What was that?
Oh, my wife thought it was funny.
You telling me yesterday, like, oh, do you feel bad I didn't buy myself a coffee because my wife is mad at me? What are we talking about right now?
I was trying to save $5 for future earnings, but you never know how I'm gonna do. By the way, everything's good with Pick'em. Everything's straight with Pick'em. All those issues,
done. You and Richie got that all worked out.
We got a nice W. The team Tyler and D-Mac got a W. I had it on the Zoakley show, do I don't know, did any of those numbskulls pick the Giants for whatever
wacko?
Be nice to have like a a one-run lead on them going into the weekend, that's for sure.
You know, I thought about switching over to the Giants. I thought you were taking the Giants, by the way. You said on air you were taking the Giants.
I did, and I changed at the last minute.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Look at you. So you're that dude that you get mad at all the other dudes about.
That is who I am. I guess I'm that dude. I had to change of heart. I just was like, oh, no. But then I was feeling like an idiot because I thought the Giants were going to kill him. And then I realized the Giants are an idiot organization. And since that playoff picture where they went down to like the Florida Keys and all took their shirts off during the playoffs.
Yes. Thank you, OBJ.
Their record since then is something like 18-48.
Well.
So they've taken care of business there.
I did think about switching it when it was going to be Taylor Heinicke and not Fitzpatrick. But that I'm telling you, the Washington football team, that is a good roster. It's a good overall football team. They didn't necessarily show it last night to the degree that they should have. But I do believe if Fitzpatrick was in there, would have been a blowout. I stayed with WFT. Got to be careful with that one. Mm-hmm. I stayed with WFT because that's where my heart was, and it turns out we were right. So let's hope that one of those dum-dums took him.
All right. Well, hopefully we have a lead. We'll see. By the way, things are fine in Wifeland. Just let your wife. Things are
sure.
I'm going on a date. I'm going on a double date tonight.
That's great to hear. I'm honestly relieved to know that.
I'm all dolled up.
And you have her permission to continue with coffee bets.
Yeah, what she doesn't know won't hurt her. So okay. I got stuff I got stuff in my hair. You know, shaved.
Yeah, I mean, hair looks good.
I'm dialed in.
I can help you fill in those spots, though.
Come on now, really?
I can help you. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Is it that obvious right now?
It's pretty obvious.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
nothing to be ashamed of. We've all been there, man. I got it taken care of.
I was taking one of my 10,000 daily selfies the other day, and I was just like, "What is going on with your forehead? Like, holy cow!"
Well,
that is dramatic.
It's bigger because it's receding. Like I got the people for you. Advanced hair.
Really?
Yeah. Advanced FUE treatment.
Man, I tell
you
what.
Takes one day. It's practically pain-free.
I'll tell you what. I could use just a flat-out rug, though. I mean, just throw on a big pompadour. Would that be hysterical if I just started walking around? Did you see Drew Brees? Have you seen Drew Brees?
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
all right, real quick. Pro or against what Drew Brees is doing?
Pro. Yeah. Yeah. Go do whatever you want to do.
Because it's radically different.
I know. You know what's so funny about that? Somebody posted a photo on Twitter of Drew Brees sitting side by side with me. We were at the Stanford Business School.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Drew and I went to this entrepreneurship program at Stanford during the offseason.
All right.
And they posted a photo of him with the old hair versus the new hair.
And you just happened to be there? Oh, you got to show me that.
I was side by side with him.
Oh, that's too funny, because you probably would have had the old hair yourself.
Yeah, I had the buzz look, though.
I don't want to say he's gone too far, but Elton John thought it was ridiculous.
I'm all for fixing up the hair. Yeah.
Speaking of beautiful hair, let's talk to our NFL insider, John Clayton. Ma, get the chicken sandwich ready. John Clayton's next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
All right, time to check in with John Clayton, our DenverFan.com senior NFL writer. John Clayton, sponsored by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. We are looking at this game with Jacksonville, John, as we think it's one of the highest favored games the Broncos have been on the road in years. Mm. Is there any reason we shouldn't look at it like almost a slam dunk win?
No, I look at it as a slam dunk win. I mean, how many points are the odds makers saying right now?
Six on the road.
On the road, yeah. Which is nine, right?
Yeah, but I mean, think about the fact that here's Jacksonville last week. And, you know, first off, you think you have any doubt that Vic Fangio is going to out-coach Urban Meyer? I mean, Urban Meyer got blown away by Houston last week. Blown away by Houston. And Houston's the worst team in football. Now you have to almost say that Jacksonville is the worst team in football. And then the other thing is certainly in the favor, and I think the Denver Post did a good job of pointing that out this morning, is that good defensive coaches do well against rookie quarterbacks. And Vic Fangio's 18-9 against rookie quarterbacks, since he's been calling plays and being involved, and they had 24 interceptions. So, no, to me, it looks like it's a slam dunk. Actually, these next two games look like they should be slam dunks.
John, how bad is it down there with Urban Meyer? I mean, I just can't believe the news and the articles that I just continue to read. I mean, the headlines are disastrous. Has he worn out his welcome with his fan base, like, in week one?
He should. I mean, because, again, I don't know if he has, but, I mean, he's completely lost. And I still go back to 2000 that any time a pure college coach has come into the league, the only one that's had a winning record is Chip Kelly. And Chip Kelly, of course, won five games over 500, and I wouldn't call him a great NFL coach, because what ends up happening, if you're a college coach, you come in, you're used to coaching teenagers. Now you come into the NFL, and you get a little bit too much power and personnel. You end up getting certainly no knowledge of what you really need in the NFL. And all you hear Urban Meyer complain about is, well, you got free agency, you got this, you got this. But has he accomplished anything? And I'd say no.
Talk to us about Trevor Lawrence. You know, a up-and-down game for him. He threw for over 300 yards. He had three touchdowns. He also had three interceptions. What should the Broncos expect?
Yeah, I would have to think, again, he may get the yards because, you know, what ends up happening. And we watched this, I think, with Blake Bortles, you know, when he was down playing, is that you may get the yards, but you get the yards because you're trailing. It's not because you're successful. And, you know, here's a Jacksonville team with Urban Meyer that ends up getting blown out by Houston. And so, yeah, you get the yards, but you don't get the win.
John, we see people overreact on Mondays and especially the first week of the season. So I'm curious, in terms of what we saw in the first week of the season, what do you think people are way overreacting to, and what do you think people are getting right?
Well, I think the overreaction is going to be some of the teams that didn't play starters in the preseason and how bad they looked. I mean, you know, Green Bay... I just think Green Bay is a troubled team right now. Okay. And so they'll be fine this week because they play Detroit on Monday night, so they'll be able to win that game. But to go down to Jacksonville and lose by 35 points to a New Orleans team that was down 10 starters from last year, I mean, that's ridiculous. So that's not good. Certainly maybe a little bit of an overreaction to Tennessee, because Tennessee ends up getting blown away by Arizona. So that, that I thought was kind of interesting. But, you know, there was just a lot. I mean, one thing that was good is that we've had 17 games played so far, and I think nine of them have been one-possession type of games. I mean, we saw some great ones. I thought the Dallas-Tampa Bay game was fantastic. I mean, certainly, you know, the Raider game on Monday night against Baltimore, because I don't know how Baltimore is able to even compete, you know, down three running backs, a tight end. Now they're not going to have their left tackle. Their first-round pick, John Bateman, was injured reserve. They lose their best cornerback, and yet they almost pulled off a win against the Raiders.
Great stuff, John. As always, we love reading you on DenverFan.com. Enjoy week two. We'll check in with you next week.
Thanks, John.
Okay, sounds good.
That's John Clayton, DenverFan.com, our senior NFL writer. You can find him there. And, okay, I was curious if he thought the Green Bay thing was... We're keeping our eyes on Aaron Rodgers this
year. Of course.
I'm not trying to overreact to anything, but let's just keep our eyes on how that all shapes up, right?
Well, I think it's going to be impossible to not take your eyes off it. I mean, everybody's going to have their eyes on Aaron Rodgers. Number one, whether you're interested in him or not, the whole world is fascinated by the situation.
Yeah.
Whether that's going to work out for them, or whether Aaron Rodgers just fell off a cliff, whether he's going to bounce back, or whether everybody could R-E-L-A-X, yeah. Easy for me to say,
there,
right?
You go.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, I was excited.
I try to not spell, like, it's not as
I mean,
suit.
Don't push it.
Yeah.
I got my information pack for Pedal with Columbus today.
Yes, yes.
Which was great.
Isn't that good, man?
It was really organized, by the way.
We worked really hard on it, had a big meeting on it today.
Wow. There was a lot of information there. I was like, holy cow.
Well, there's a lot to know, man.
Like,
there's a lot to know.
When I was reading, I was like, man, whose job is it to go out and chalk the route?
Well, we've hired somebody to do that.
Okay. That sounds tricky.
Yeah. I mean, we really did. We hired somebody for, like, logistical planning like that. That was their job. They had to get jurisdictions for us in, like, every town that we went through. They had to get the permits in all those jurisdictions. They had to plan the route. They've got to go out there. They've got to put the signs on the day of. We literally hired somebody to do that.
Okay. A lot of great stuff. I'm excited. Really excited. 1 week away. Week and a day away. So
you trying to poke holes? Huh?
I'm giving you a compliment. I'm saying, how do you do it? Like, look at the minutia of what's going
major
on.
Major shout out to Colorado Ovarian Cancer Alliance, because they're the ones that put together that entire packet, and they've made this so easy on me, because all I've had to do is be a voice, and I need to be the face of it, and I need to raise the money and you know, continue to get people interested. But they have so much experience with this, with Jody's Race. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
No,
but
I haven't, no.
We did that for 6 straight years with my mom. It's one of the staples in Colorado for ovarian cancer awareness. And they've done that. And I mean, that's thousands and thousands of people that show up. So they've got tons of experience with this. And they made it very, very easy on me to where I just need to worry about what I need to worry about. And then they handle all the smart people stuff.
Are you going to ride this weekend? Are we really just resting until the event?
No, I mean, I'm trying to get in shape, honestly, D-Mac, because I haven't been able to. I rode 20 miles today on the stationary, but I still haven't been able to get out on the bike. I made it a couple last-second phone calls. I'm trying to get a shot for the back next week, try to get it to come down a little bit. I'm riding because I need to still get in shape, because it's just not been good for me because of my back. So
I can't believe we got like this drama.
Yeah,
like, this is the most.
That's all right. This really isn't drama, because I mean, worst case scenario, seriously, who cares? Like, worst case scenario, I go out there and I've got a slow time. Like, not a big deal at all. I will be fine. I mean, I have been training on the stationary bike, just haven't been able to get outside because I can't handle the bumps of the road with my back right now. But I'm going to get a shot next week. Those usually kind of clear up whatever flamed up back I've got. They give me at least a week or two out of freedom out of it. So hopefully that helps.
Final score prediction, Broncos, Jags.
I like this. This is let's go 27 Broncos to 17 Jags.
Okay, I'll go 31-13, and that 13 is last second garbage by Jacksonville. Maybe I think it's going to be like 31-6, and they get a absolute meaningless touchdown late. I think this is as big of a lock as the Broncos have had on the road in forever. Most people on the station think that this is by far, Tyler, the most jinxed game of all time.
No doubt about it. You know what? It's not even on you, D-Mac. Nobody can blame you. Everybody feels that way. I mean, we've got Jacksonville reporters coming on our own station, and they're talking about, they're not even thinking about the Broncos. They're just thinking about how bad their own team is.
Right,
I mean,
right.
This is like as much of a gimme as you could ever get in the NFL, so don't mess this up, Broncos.
Right. Well, let's see what Nick and Cecil think, Kevin. Great job. Richie Carney, great job. Thank you for listening. Nick and Cecil up next on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Hey guys, Tyler Palumbus here to tell you about my new friends at Assignar. Colorado contractors get paid faster and save big time money with Assignar managing their construction operations. From instant crew and equipment scheduling to digital time tracking and forms, contractors using Assignar are averaging $30,000 per year in savings. Collect data from the field to make informed decisions from the office with Assignar platform and mobile app. Go to keepbuilding.com to request your free demonstration of Assignar and see how much your business can save.